Howdy and welcome to The Crying Hole. We're back with episode 2. I'm your host, Reagan Thurman. I don't want to call myself necessarily an expert in all things sheep and goat world, but I've been around. I'm going on year 18 being in this industry. I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot. I've driven a lot of miles. I've seen a lot of animals. I've done my fair share and I've paid my dues. And I'm here to give you whatever my 2 cents is worth, probably about 2 cents. But I'm here. We're going to have a chat and I can't wait to get into this episode with everybody. It's been a rough go here in Texas lately in terms of Texas major goat shows. And that's what we're going to focus on today is the goat shows. I love all the other sides of the industry, but we're going to stay here in the goats because that's where I feel the most comfortable and that I can give you the best, most complete content possible. With that being said, why all the rules? We are in an industry that claims they want to do it for the kids. They want to grow it. They want to make it bigger. They want to make it better. Texas claims to be the best junior livestock shows in the country. Why are we limiting the kids to what they can do, what they can learn, and what they can use to prepare these animals to go in the show ring? They spend thousands of dollars purchasing these animals, thousands of dollars feeding these animals, thousands of dollars in terms of travel, hotels, you know, trucks, trailers, etc. All this stuff that it takes, that it costs a ton to be a part of this industry. And when they show up on show day, you better not put anything other than shampoo and water on these animals because they're going to kick them out because they don't want the children to go the extra mile. And what I mean more specifically by that is if you go to the American Royal, the North American, Denver, Phoenix, the Oklahoma Youth Expo, name about any other state fair outside of Nebraska and Texas, and every single one of those state fairs will allow these kids to fit their animals. And I'm not talking go all the way crazy and let them twine them and all this, because I do think there are limits. But the state of Texas has put a stronghold on not only limiting what these junior exhibitors can do, but they have put down such strict rules to the point that these exhibitors will be removed and sometimes even barred if they use a substance like tail adhesive or baby powder or powderful, Bigle oil, anything that makes these animals look better, be just more well prepared, be better presented, look the part out there in the show ring. They put all this effort in at home to do things the right way and get these animals to a certain point. And it almost feels like it's for nothing sometimes, because a kid that can do zero work at home, not necessarily zero, but you want to get comparative, because there are a handful of kids that their barn is a never-ending cycle of blood, sweat, and tears. And you limit these kids and you threaten them with not being able to show there ever again because they want their animal to look better. Now there's more to that. The grand scheme of things, the people that win these Texas major livestock shows are always going to win. Not necessarily always in the fact that that same kid's going to win every single time every year, because A, once you win one, you can't come back. And B, eventually they graduate. But the gist of it is that the same type of people, the same people in the same camps, they're going to keep winning no matter what you do. They want to call it a competitive advantage. I've been to all these shows that these Texas livestock show officials haven't been to. It doesn't matter if you have the best team of guys, fitters, whatever you want to call them there, preparing your animal, or if it's just you, your mom, and your dad. Sure, it can look perfect. It can look better than others if you have a team of people that know exactly what they're doing and they've done it thousands of times. but it makes a big difference, even if it's just you, your mom, and your dad. And that's the thing, is that people don't understand, is this is a family affair. Learn how to do things together as a family. I taught myself. I'm not saying I'm the best in the world at it, but I've been a part of teams that have fitted Grand and Reserve at Kansas City, Grand and Reserve at Louisville, Grand and Reserve at Phoenix, Grand and Reserve at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. I've been a part of those teams. I've been down there on the ground all day long preparing animals, getting those ones that end up walking out with banner, trophy, check, whatever you want it to be at the end of the day. And it is exhilarating to see how much better those animals look whenever they are out in the show ring at these other shows. And I'm not saying the animals in Texas don't look good, because they still do. But there is a big difference. And without a doubt, Texas has the highest quality livestock of any state in the country. You can go to any Texas major and the grands and reserves will be better than they were at any other show in the United States. But the fact of the matter it is, those people look down on Texas and their livestock shows because we limit to what the animals can look like and what the kids can learn and accomplish, because we're scared that the kids that are already winning, that are already putting in more work, already putting in more money, already putting in more effort, they're going to still keep winning because we put rules in favor that favor everybody. You are putting kids that don't have as good of animals or put in as much work because they have other things going on that it understandably are more important to them, but they still love this. You're putting them at a disadvantage by not allowing them to do more on show day. And that not only goes to substances that we can use like tail adhesive and baby powder and stuff like that, but not letting people bring stands to shows, not letting people bring blowers. If you go one aisle over from the Lamb and Goat Barn at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, every single heifer exhibitor has a blower. Tell me why we don't have the infrastructure, apparently, to be able to let the sheep and goat exhibitors, even if you only have one blower per county or one blower per school, however you want to do that, there's a change has to be made there. Because the fact that people are getting kicked out for just trying to better themselves and better the livestock is absolutely ridiculous. And the only show that isn't really pushing hard against people pushing the limits a little bit is San Angelo. And frankly, that's why it's one of my favorites. A, it's the most relaxed. B, they let the kids and the families do just a little bit more. It's just a little bit more fun. Now, with that being said, something has to be done about the people that continuously get kicked out of shows. I am not for people getting kicked out for doing this. I think it is ridiculous, and I think it sets a bad example. But there are rules in place. Whether we like them or not, we have to follow them. Now, if a family or exhibitor or a group of people keeps getting kicked out because of these things happening, something has to be done. Something not necessarily permanent, but something has to be done to make sure these people learn their lesson. Because when the same people keep doing it over and over again and they keep getting away with it, what does that say to everybody else? You can do it. We're not getting kicked out. We're getting to keep doing it. But the fact of the matter is, those people have those officials in their pocket enough to where if somebody else tries to do it, all they have to do is point a finger, and all of a sudden, those people are kicked out and they get reprimanded the way that the people that aren't getting in trouble should be. It's a lot to take in, I get it. But it's just something that's been burning in my mind for ages now. Something I wish I could have done as an exhibitor. Something as somebody that was helping a younger sibling for 4 years. Wish we could have done more. And now someone that helps many kids, many families across the state of Texas at all of the Texas major livestock shows. they envy those kids that get to show at these other shows and get to present their animals at the highest level. Notice I didn't say the highest level possible. I said the highest level. That's important. If the kids can see a difference and the kids are getting made fun of or teased or however you want to word it, something has to be done, because frankly, it's starting to push people away from Texas. Their only saving grace is that no state produces more scholarship money, more premium sale money than any other state in the United States of America than Texas. I get where they're coming from. They want to make it more basic. They want to make it where it's more understandable and less off-putting to families and kids that are new to this. No problem. But if we're going to have all these clinics to try to help and better these kids, we have to start doing it at the Texas Major Livestock Shows. Because frankly, it's utterly ridiculous that they don't get to. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But that was a little ranty, and I apologize. But you get the topic. You get the gist of what I'm saying. At the end of the day, it's the end of the day. We live in a great world. We get to show in a great state. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't have it any other way. But to be part of the livestock industry, not only in the United States of America, but in the great state of Texas. Guns up, be blessed, honor your gifts. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Crying Hole.